The Miracle at Rhodes, written by Zombified Queer, and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, The Locked Tomb. Rating, 10 and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. Relationship, Kithareia I / Loveday Heptane. Additional tags, pre-canon, terminal illnesses, canon disabled character, manipulation, Cavalier Necromancer dynamics. John Gaius sucks. Summary. Gott has come to Rhodes to see its new miracle. Loveday Heptane does not trust his motives.
Loveday, dearest, help me with the laces.
Loveday shakes her head but stands before the Duchess Kithareia. Kithareia looks up at Loveday with those warm caramel eyes. In her arthritic hands, Kithareia holds out the ends of her green ribbon. Taking the ribbon in both hands, Loveday laces up Kithareia's blouse. There are knots that are acceptable for the Duchess to be seen wearing, and Loveday has them committed to memory. She folds and ties the ribbon into a small rose and gently brushes the Duchess's shoulders.
The rose unblown. Loveday.
I know what you're planning, Kith, and I'll be damned if God sets eyes on his saint underdressed.
Kithareia pouts. On her gaunt face, it looks more like a grimace than the childish look Kithareia intends, but Loveday pinches her cheek gently.
The crutches or the chair? Loveday asks, knowing the chair's wheels will have to be oiled to keep them from squeaking.
Crutches, thank you.
Kithareia sighs. Which means that Loveday will have to carry her back once Kithareia's exhausted herself with all the excitement. Loveday fetches Kithareia's forearm crutches, checking the padding to make sure they won't bruise her.
He didn't even come to see me,
Kithareia sighs, pushing herself upright on the sofa.
Can you imagine? All this way and for what? Tea with the captain of the guard.
Truly a blemish on your reputation, my lady.
Loveday fights to keep her voice even. On the one hand, she would prefer if God kept his distance from the Duchess of Rhodes. Nothing good can come from such a visit. On the other hand, Loveday Heptane feels nothing but pride in her adept. God should feel blessed to be in the same building as her. God should fall at Kithareia's feet in worship. She's a genius necromancer. And there's always that thought in the back of Loveday's mind. Perhaps she might ask for a miracle, a cure for Kithareia, stopping the way the disease ravages her body, an end to pain.
Loveday?
Blinking, Loveday finds Kithareia paused at the door.
Lost in thought.
Loveday holds the door open for Kithareia.
You were saying?
I was saying that he's unbelievable.
It's clear that by unbelievable, she really means exasperating and childish. The Emperor?
Of course the Emperor.
Kithareia keeps her eyes on the polished marble floor as they walk.
Can you imagine? He's so boyish.
In a good way, I hope. Kithareia clicks her tongue. Clearly not the answer she wanted to hear.
The usual place? Loveday asks, interrupting what promises to be another tirade about the Emperor of the Nine Houses.
You'll help me, then?
Kithareia tilts her head just so, staring up at Loveday through soft brown lashes.
Of course, Loveday assures her. Your wish is my command.
That seems to renew Kithareia's energy. She breaks into a faster walk, leaning lightly on her crutches. But the pace will exhaust her later, Loveday knows. Loveday follows after Kithareia as they enter the East Tower. This one's upper stories give a clear view into the barracks, courtyard, and garden. The spiral staircase always makes Loveday wince. How Kithareia deals with it just to recline and gather gossip is beyond Loveday. Their steps echo in the tower. It's always struck Loveday that the castle at Rhodes is lonely, full of art and exotic imported pets, but lonely. Kithareia stops, always up, to catch her breath. But she smiles at Loveday with determination.
He'll still be here for another week, Loveday points out. No need to rush.
But I have to get the scoop, Kithareia assures her. I need to know if he and the captain are still talking about politics and war games.
Before Loveday can argue, Kithareia takes off again. Loveday follows her, mindful of Kithareia to catch her before she falls or faints. Once they're on the floor they've claimed as their own, with old furniture and a rack Kithareia calls,
delightfully ugly.
Kithareia sighs.
Loveday?
Hmm.
Have you gained a bit of muscle? Or were you just always so defined?
Loveday laughs, dusting off the old chaise longue for Kithareya to rest on. I think I've just always been this big.
Kithareya perches on the lounge like one of the green birds brought for Ida, swimming in green silk and silver embroidery. Taking a glance out the window, Loveday reports,
He's the one on the crown, right?
With the infant bones? Terribly gauche, don't you think?
Loveday thinks it's more horrific than gauche. How many children have died for his empire, and he wears it like a martyr's crown.
Is he 30? Loveday asks.
I thought he was closer to 50.
Could be.
Loveday toys with the sheer curtains, enjoying the gauzy feel through her fingers. She watches the captain of the guard in touched green armor and the emperor of the nine houses as they walk in the garden. Roses are in bloom now, splashes of pink, red, whites among the thick green leaves. The marble statues in the garden rest between the roses. If she had her way, Loveday would smash those statues. They've creeped her out ever since she was a child. And then, God snaps his head up, meeting Loveday's stare. His cold and personal mask breaks into a warm smile. Paternal, Loveday thinks. And then he looks away, drawn back to the captain's topic of conversation. Looking over her shoulder, Loveday finds Kithareya asleep on the lounge, sprawled out like a doll dropped by an uncaring child. Leaving her with a brief kiss on the forehead, Loveday leaves the tower. Jogging down the stairs, Loveday hopes only that she can catch God alone, to make her request and get her answer. She finds God stepping to the foyer, and Loveday drops to her knees.
Lord.
No, the Emperor of the Nine Houses tells her.
None of that. Get up.
Loveday stares up at him. His thonic eyes stare back, unblinking.
Up, he repeats. On your feet. Come on.
Loveday stands, knowing she doesn't deserve this. But it's not for her.
Oh, that look.
He grins, though it looks more like a grimace.
What is it? Torn muscles, broken bone, emphysema, acne, or deafness? Consider it done.
No, Lord, Loveday tells him. Kithareya is ill. Terminally. God sighs, deep and tired.
I know, and there's nothing I can do.
It would have hurt less if he'd reached out and backhanded her. Loveday opens her mouth, but he raises a hand to stop her.
There is something she can do.
It's as if he did reach out and strike her.
I don't understand, Lord.
I would like for the Duchess of Rhodes to become my seventh saint.
And this will cure her?
The Emperor shrugs.
It might not. But you'll have to endure tests. Both of you will.
She isn't well enough to travel.
I'll send the Mimo along to her, personally.
Loveday understands that her hands are bound. Kithareya will see the summons and understand what it means. Immortality. Power. More than she's allowed as the ruling necromancer of the Seventh House.
I'd like to see her. I'm not technically allowed to, but I won't tell Mercymorn if you won't.
I won't, Lord, Loveday promises, not quite understanding who Mercymorn is.
Spectacular.
God claps his hands together.
Lead the way.
The end.